Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All signs point to intense voter interest and a heavy turnout across Michigan on this election day. We wanted to see how things are going, so we're starting in West Michigan, in Ottawa County, where Justin Roebuck is county clerk. And you say you're an election nerd, and that's a good thing for a clerk, Justin. How has the day been in terms of turnout across your precincts?
Indeed. This is the kind of stuff we live for as election administrators, and it's been a good day. We've had a really strong showing thus far, just anecdotal reports that we're getting from the precincts. I was visiting a few precincts this morning, and there were steadily moving lines, which is what we like to see. Of course, at 7 o'clock, there's always going to be that first initial rush, but things have pretty much remained steady through the day, which is definitely an indicator of strong turnout.
And what about absentee ballots? What's the rate of return been like for you?
So we are just a little bit under the number of absentee ballots that were issued in 2016. And so that's impressive for a midterm election. And that would tell me right there that we've got, you know, a strong turnout in the works for this election. Over 15% of our voters have already been issued an absentee ballot. As of last night, there are about 2,000 left to be returned, and likely those are going to be returned throughout the day today.
Justin, critics of the law that ended straight ticket voting in Michigan fought it all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. And they predicted the change would cause a lot of confusion and delay in the polling places on Election Day. Are you seeing that in Ottawa County?
Well, I think that was our biggest concern going into today. It's an unknown factor. Ottawa County has used that historically at a really high rate. 60% of our voters in 2014 used that straight party option. 55% used it in the presidential last cycle. So for us, we were concerned, you know, about the line issue. When you think about, you know, voters are now having to choose potentially up to 16 or 18 additional vote marks that are going to have to be made, additional decisions on those individual candidates as they go down the ballot. What we are seeing currently, anecdotally, is that that's not affecting our lines at a dramatic rate, at least as of yet. And, of course, typically the largest lines come first thing in the morning at 7 o'clock. So part of that is preparation. What we've done is to make sure that our voters have, you know, adequate voting booths, that the clerks have provided, you know, one voting booth per 80 voters. That's been our recommendation. So the law allows for one voting booth per 300. So we expanded the quantity of the voting booths. With the ideal situation is that there's more room for more voters as they're taking a little bit longer time filling those ballots out.
You got enough ballots? Are we hearing about spoiled ballots?
Yeah, I mean, in a large election, typically we do get a very small percentage of spoiled ballots. Typically, and it's a bigger percentage in a larger election than it is a small election, obviously. You know, we say our regular customers, right, are those customers that are come and vote at the small school election, at the off-year city election. And sometimes when you get the newer voters in, there's just a bigger learning curve. And so we kind of prepare for additional spoiled ballots. So we ordered 110% of our registered voter total countywide. And so that accommodates for, you know, our legal requirement to have 100% of ballots on hand, but also to make sure that we're covering additional voters who register by the deadline and also spoiled ballots. So we're pretty confident that we've got, you know, enough ballots in the precincts to be prepared for any eventuality there.
Ottawa County Clerk Justin Roebuck, thanks so much for talking with us, Justin.
You bet. It's good to be with you.
We head over to Southeast Michigan now, to Oakland County, as we say hello to Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown. Lisa, what kind of turnout are you seeing across the county?
We are seeing a high turnout. We're seeing lines, and thankfully people are staying in them, but people are engaged in Oakland County this election day.
And what about absentee ballots? How's the rate of return been?
Well, actually, we just got a report from the state. You know, there's still some ballots out there. Actually, I had one that was delivered to my office, which it should have gone to the local clerk. I'm going to be delivering that to a local clerk after I hang up with you. They didn't put a return address on there. So we still have some outstanding ballots out there. I know that as far as the absentees, and hopefully they'll come in before 8 p.m. today.
There is talk that this year's turnout could top the 2016 presidential election. Are you seeing that at all in Oakland County?
I think it's too early for us to be able to, you know, tell that, but we definitely have a high turnout. definitely, you know, more than we had in 2014.
Now, the primary election in August brought out a record number of voters. And as you know, that caused problems with some precincts in Oakland County running out of ballots and some very, very long lines. And I know after the problems on primary day, you were quoted in the Detroit Free Press as saying you were baffled by the ballot shortages. You were going to investigate. What did you find? What happened?
Well, we actually had ordered and printed 430,000 ballots. We had 324,000 voters. What we had were a record number of spoiled ballots. We had where we should have been seeing 1% to 2% spoilage, we had a precinct as high as 22% spoiled ballots. We had a precinct that had 75 spoiled ballots. We had voters that took 5 ballots before they got it right. So it was an education issue. I mean, we definitely had higher turnout, and we definitely, and in a couple of precincts, we definitely had high turnout that we frankly did not print that many ballots for. But I don't think anyone could have expected some of the turnouts that we had in some of our precincts.
So what did you learn from primary day that have been that's been applied today?
Well, again, for the law, you know, we follow the law, and the law requires us for November to print one ballot for every voter. Whether, you know, you only vote in presidentials or whatever, it doesn't matter. A ballot has been printed for you. And we've actually did, you know, we actually went a little bit over 100% just to make sure. But we shouldn't see those spoilage issues that we see in August because, you know, people were crossing party lines in August. Obviously, you can do that in November.
Now, any hiccups that you know of today with either the process or the machines?
Well, not our machines, but maybe user error, I guess I would say, that we've had some who haven't checked to make sure that it's connected to electricity, so they were relying on the battery, not knowing that the surge protector was off, the power strip was off. So they went down for, you know, a bit, those sorts of things where we're just seeing kind of human error, you know, when it comes to the setup and that sort of thing.
What do you want to be able to say when you finally close up shop late tonight?
Well, I hope it's not too late. But I hope that everyone who wanted to vote had the opportunity to vote. I want to remind people as long as they're in line by 8 o'clock, they have the right to vote, even if it's after 8 o'clock by the time they get their ballot. You know, the main thing, that everybody who wanted to vote had the opportunity to vote and have their voice be heard.
Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.